And this latest national security strategy document that I guess it was the State Department or was it the Defense Department? In any case, the Trump administration put out. I'm sure you're familiar with some of the contents, but it talks about how Europe faces civilizational erasure if it continues with this mass immigration policy. Now, the Europeans are all horribly insulted by this. I listened to a French podcast. It's very, very establishment people. They say, this is a declaration of war on Europe. Not at all. In effect, it's a kind of tough love, love letter to Europe, because that document goes on to say, if European countries cease to be European, then they will no longer be the nations that signed the NATO Pact in 1949. And what he's saying is, look, we need for you to remain European. And as I put it recently, it is a way of saying to Europe, we need allies in this marvelous adventure of Western civilization. And if you cease to be European, you won't be part of Western civilization. We need you as you were, not as this Afro-Caribbean, Hispanic, Muslim mix that you're becoming. So, but all of this from the Trump administration is far more than I ever expected. To what extent Nick Fuentes, or again, you or I have had in changing the atmosphere to make these things possible, who knows? But it all feeds on itself, and I think it's absolutely marvelous.
But these same things are happening to America, though. I mean, you're going to be minority white.
That's right.
Perhaps you already are minority white among Generation Z. You probably
Oh,
are.
we are. Yes, we are. But if you wanted to forestall that, what would you do? You would do exactly what Donald Trump is doing. Stop illegal immigration. Bam. We have a border that's closed. At its worst, in a single month under Joe Biden, 300,000 illegal immigrants just waltzed across the border. And there was no vetting of these people. They were just, they ended up in homeless camps or making their way as best they could. Now, the encounters at the border are practically down to zero. And if they're caught, none is released into the United States, which was Joe Biden's custom. This is a radical change, and that's exactly what you would do if you were worried about whites becoming minority. At the same time, going around and expelling every single illegal immigrant that you can find. That also is exactly what you do. And the refugee policy that I just mentioned, making refugee slots available only for white people, this would have been inconceivable by any previous administration. All of these things have the effect of trying to reverse the decline of whites. So,
it's not enough, is it? I mean,
no, not nearly enough, no.
I mean, not stopping illegal immigration and deporting illegal immigrants, that's just avoiding anarchy. I mean, if you've got illegal immigrants, that's anarchy. So that's
Well,
enforcing the law.
yes, but stopping illegal immigration means keeping millions of non-whites out of the country who would otherwise come. And if you're talking about deporting the illegals who are here, overwhelmingly, those two would be non-whites. This is the kind of thing that a racially conscious administration that wanted to preserve the white majority would set about doing. Now, you could go further if you wanted to and try to hunt down all the people who made false statements in order to be naturalized. At the present time, there's some attempt to look into Ilhan Omar's background. You know, she's this Somali congresswoman who represents Minnesota. And there are many, many, many dodgy aspects of her background. And it's possible that when her father became a naturalized citizen, he lied. And this lie, through which she too became an American citizen, could be used to strip her of her American citizenship. Now, that would be a remarkable thing. Take a sitting congresswoman and strip her of her U.S. citizenship and deport her back to Somalia. That would be an
It happened.
extraordinary
It happened to Ayaan Hirsi Ali. Not in America, but in the Netherlands.
Did that happen to her?
She was a member of parliament.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came to light that she'd lied in her application for Dutch citizenship or something, and she was stripped of Dutch citizenship.
I had forgotten about that. That's right. That's right. Yes. Now she's living in America happily ever after. Yes. So these things can happen. So, but this reflects a state of mind right at the top of the United States government that I honestly could not have imagined before the election of Donald Trump. I was afraid that he was going to piddle away his second set of 4 years the way he piddled away his first 4 years. But the first thing he does, first day in office, all of these executive orders, including an executive order that would end this utterly absurd birthright citizenship rule we have. Any pregnant, low IQ, third world who manages to stagger into the country and make it to a hospital gives birth to a U.S. citizen with all the rights and responsibilities of someone like me, whose family's been here for several hundred years. This is absolutely absurd. Now, the Supreme Court will have to govern, have to rule on this one way or the other. But trying to stop something like that, these are all helpful, wonderful things.
So, I mean, I don't know if you're more optimistic than me, perhaps you are, but it seems to me that the key issue then is that you now have half the country are not of European descent, and their fertility rate is considerably, I'm sure, higher. I haven't got the data to hand, but I'm sure it's higher.
Yes.
Okay, so even if you do deport all the illegals and have no more immigrants, then you're still facing we're vast swathes. Goodness me, I was in some area of Detroit a couple of years ago when I met you. You know, at that time, and there was no white people. I mean, it was just Arabs everywhere.
That's right. Oh, it's not just Detroit. Practically every big city in the United States, you can find parts that have completely detached themselves from anything resembling Western civilization. Los Angeles is famous for this. Brownsville, Texas, you know, no matter where you look, nothing but Hispanics. I remember reading about some group of Koreans that had emigrated to Los Angeles, and they said, no, we don't bother to learn English. Spanish is what you speak here. To hell with English. Yeah. So we've had this problem for a long, long time. Now, my solution, and it's one that is admittedly radical and desperate, but even if it were possible to send all of the illegal immigrants out and strip those of citizenship who really acquired it in a fraudulent way, by my calculation, we've still got about 100,000 non-white American citizens. What do you do with that? I think that in the case of American Indians, for example, or blacks, and we dragged over here against their will, it's really, neither is it practical, neither is it moral to tell them they've got to bugger off. It's their country in that respect as much as it is of ours. But I believe that the only way to salvage a few bits of wreckage from Western civilization here in the North American continent is to make a division of the spoils. Obviously, even if everyone in the United States agreed, how do you draw the lines? Very, very difficult. Who gets the nukes? You know, what do you do with the national debt? All of these things are fiendishly, fiendishly difficult problems. But if we don't do that, as you say, merely by differential birth rates alone, white people will eventually become a minority. And not just a minority, but I believe a despised and exploited minority. Just look at the way non-whites behave when they have a chance to really run the show. And I'm not just talking about blacks. The subcontinental Indians who come to this country, to me, there's an astonishing arrogance in the way they will show up. And maybe in about 15 minutes, they figured out that the way to get ahead is to be anti-white. And boy, are they anti-white and nepotistic. And they don't hesitate to tell us how we ought to run the country. But how to save white people, to put it in the bluntest possible terms, and the culture that they've produced, a terrible problem. I think that it will start, the dismembering of the United States will start locally. It will start with the communities, counties, maybe a few states, where there is a kind of ingathering of white people. Some of this process has already begun, and they will get a reputation for being pro-white, and that means that non-whites will not wish to go there. And perhaps you can even think in terms of incentives to get people to move. But to me, that is the only way that we can expect anything like a proper homeland for white people to survive in the United States.
That gets back to the issue that you raised earlier, Jai, with regard to Fuentes. In my experience, yes, those kinds of ethnocentric whites, they talk in terms of God and the Bible and things like that. That's what they...
Not necessarily. To the extent... Well, I have always been opposed to people who say, okay, when we get our ethno-state, you know, that's the term people use, our little ethno-state, that's going to be God's own little Israel in the United States. This is for us and nobody else. We wave a magic wand. This is going to happen. Well, people start talking about, well, that's all going to be Christians.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.